In July 2011, the American Subcontractors Association filed an amicus friend of the court brief in a California case commonly called Eggers versus Flint Co. This case is extremely important to subcontractors and suppliers alike, as ASA seeks to protect lien and bond rights for specially manufactured items done off-site, which is becoming more common in the construction industry. I'm Scott Holbrook with the law firm of Crawford & Bangs in Covina, California. I had the opportunity to author ASA's brief in this case, thanks to ASA's Subcontractors Legal Defense Fund. Learn more about the SLDF at www.sldf.net. Please note that this podcast does not contain legal advice. For legal advice, consult your construction attorney. For background information on the facts that led to this case, Eggers is a manufacturer of custom architectural wood doors and related wood products, which contracted with an entity known as Architectural Security Products to provide, not install, almost 300 custom architectural doors from a project known as the Robert Modavi Institute for Food and Wine Science in Davis, California. Architectural Security Products, in turn, had entered into a supply contract, installation was not included, to the general contractor for the project, Flintco, to provide the specially manufactured doors as specially called out in the plans and specifications. Additionally, a payment bond was issued on the project by Federal Insurance Company and Fidelity and Deposit Company of Maryland. Unfortunately, Architectural Security Products did not pay Eggers for its specially manufactured doors, and Eggers filed a bond based on the fact that specially manufactured items for the project pursuant to the project specifications, and as such was a subcontractor providing specially manufactured items for the project. Flintco, as the principal on the bond, along with the bond sureties, disputed Eggers' claim. Flintco alleged that since Architectural Security Products was only supplying material and not installing material, that Eggers, as a downstream claimant, was not a proper claimant on the bond, since Eggers was allegedly only a supplier to supplier, which is beyond the class of claimants on a payment bond in California and in most other jurisdictions, and Miller Act bonds not allowing supplier to supplier lien or bond rights. In legal terms, the issue for the court to decide of paramount importance to subcontractors and material suppliers alike is whether the undertaking of a contractual obligation to provide specially manufactured materials to construct a definite and substantial portion of a work of improvement defines a subcontractor, regardless of whether the actual special manufacturing is further subcontracted to and performed by a lower-tier subcontractor. In contrast, the general contractor and sureties contend one can lose the subcontractor designation simply by subcontracting the actual special manufacturing to a lower tier subcontractor or supplier. In a previous California Supreme Court case decided back in 1960, the California Supreme Court stated, "The essential feature which constitutes one as a subcontractor rather than a material man is that he constructs a definite, substantial part of the work of improvement in accord with the plans and specifications of such contract, not that he enters upon the job site and does the construction there." That court in 1960, in the same case, also stated, "One who agrees to perform a substantial specified portion of the work of construction in accord with the plans and specifications by which the prime contractor is bound has charge of the construction of that part of the work of improvement and is a subcontractor." Accordingly, the argument continues that merely subcontracting out the special manufacturing fabrication work does not alter the fact that specialized manufacturing was performed. In addition to the language of the 1960 case, we also focused on the language of the statute that has been modified since the 1960 case, which provides, "A contractor is any person who undertakes to or does himself or herself or by or through others construct any building. Accordingly, the argument goes that by making specially manufactured doors in accordance with the plans and specifications, Eggers is undertaking to construct a building. Another important concern is the increasing use of prefabrication methods and the protection of such fabricators' lien rights. ASA pointed out to the court that prefabrication and modularization has direct benefits to construction projects, such as improvement to productivity, reduction in project schedules, reduced cost, reduction in on-site waste, as well as benefits to the environment through greener building. Clearly, the future in the construction industry for both public and private projects involves a significant increase in off-site work, and it is reasonable to anticipate that the number of instances where a subcontractor will further subcontract out either all of its work or a specific scope of its work will increase as well. The fact that a company further subcontracts out work that it has contracted to provide should not determine its classification. Instead, it should be the substance of the work which is contracted to be provided that should be the determining factor, i.e., specially manufacturing items pursuant to the plans and specifications. On the other hand, holding that one subcontracts out specially manufacturing is not classified a subcontractor would only create confusion, inequities, and negatively affect future developments in the construction industry. Accordingly, ASA pointed out that it is consistent with the intent of lien rights to protect those that specially manufactured items, regardless of whether they ever go on site, to provide them lien rights, since they truly provide items that are unique to the site and enhance the project value and are deserving of protections intended for mechanics lien and bond claimants. In summary, ASA argued that custom prefabricators are entitled to payment assurances guaranteed by California law. As specialty contractors do more off-site, it's critical that the courts preserve lien and bond rights for them. Thanks to the subcontractor's legal defense fund, in this case, ASA once again is a voice for specialty contractors before the courts. ASA awaits a decision in this case. If you have follow-up questions from this podcast, please email them to education@asa-hq.com. Thanks for listening.